Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Semet Salam. Shabbat Shalom. Chabarim. Chabarim. Yeshua. Yeshua Shalom. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here, here, here. For this 18th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, we have Mishpatim. Mishpatim. Mishpat. Mishpat. Judgment. And Mishpatim. Judgment. Bamarinya Sarat. Sarat. Interesting. Compare, contrast. Right there, there, there. But here, here, here at the groundation here, we pick up, picking up here with second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus or Shemot, here at the 21st chapter, Exodus chapter 21, verse 1 to Exodus chapter 24, verse 18 for the Torah reading at the groundation, Trinity of Reading, the three readings, first from the Torah, then the Haftarah, prophets reading. We have Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 34, focus verses 8 to 22, and Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 25 to 26. Then the Brit Chadasha, Adis Chadasha, renewed, the new covenant reading. Matthew chapter 5, focus verses 33 to verse 42, and Matthew chapter 17, focus verses 1 to 11. So what we have here, now we have to update some of, the language, because often, you know, in some shared and other trusted sites, you know, with some commentaries on the Torah reading and feeding, as we have also in the TPV, the Torah portion, the Torah volume, you know, like part one, part two. We have this, and it's basically a collection of other reasonments, and we reason on the reasoning, right? So the first item is the Torah, the direction and instruction concerning servants. Some say concerning slaves, but already we've got to bun that word right there because it causes a lot of confusion. Something that has come in these latter days and time, seek to change times and laws and also the meaning of words, you know, create the Babylon, remember Babel, the confusion of tongues. So what's being spoken of here in Exodus chapter 21 is the Torah or direction instruction concerning the Hebrew servant, right? The Hebrew servant and servitude, the different types of service or employ. Employment is a form of service. We can have service that is right and proper, or ones can be bad employees or employers, but this is all regulated here in Mishpatim, Hebrew to Hebrew, and judgments within the community and the family for law and order and peace and safety, you know, for peace among Yisrael. It's not just saying peace or shalom, but it's doing those things that keeps the wholeness, making ones whole, right, and keeping things right and accurate according to Yahweh, truth and life, and to keep it in alignment with His revealed will. And the revealed will is in the 10 words known as the 10 commandments. Second item, another item that comes up in Exodus chapter 21 is the Torah, right? The direction, instruction concerning violence. This is interesting. We actually had a vid that we did a couple of, maybe a Shabua two ago, and it was concerning nonviolence. I hear ones say, well, Rasta, you know, with abbreviated, but Rastafari, I nonviolence, and say that's the teaching of His Majesty. But then in going through the teaching of His Majesty, we couldn't find one area where His Majesty was teaching about nonviolence, right? He was teaching about violence, you know, and it was force against force and violence. He said force and violence must be used against force and violence. And where there's no lack of goodwill, there can be peaceful settlements of dispute. So there's a context right there. But this is a lot of days, things get confused. Because what happens is that, like with a lot of things in the world, like, you know, you get bootleg stuff on a level. You know what I mean? I'm not just saying on a level where, you know, it's not really bootleg, but people call it bootleg. But actually you get, you know, if they can't beat I and I, they join I and I. So there's this other thing out there in the world where they talk about nonviolence and peace and love and all this other kind of stuff. But it really has nothing to do with righteousness. It has nothing to do with mishpatim. This is why even the word says in Psalm, was it 51, they frame mischief on the Psalm. Actually it's 94, in Psalm 94, which is the Wednesday Psalm. They frame mischief by a law. But in the very same Psalm, right, it instructs to teach I and I the I law. So Jah law, Yahweh, truth and life. But a little bit more on the point about violence. And it's very interesting because Matthew says that force and violence must be used against force and violence. He also says that we Africans will fight if necessary as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Right? So there is time and the seasons for everything under the sun. So here in Exodus chapter 21 at verse 12 speaks on the law or the Torah, and Torah is an operative word, a direction, instruction concerning violence. Same chapter, around the 28th verse, we have laws. Now, what's called Torot. Torot is laws or directions, instructions concerning property and concerning property rights. I see all of these are necessary to maintain the shalom, and especially the Yeshua shalom. In chapter 21 at the 28th verse, we have the Torot, the direction instruction concerning property. Next chapter, chapter 22, verse 1, there's the Torot, the laws, direction instructions. We have direction instructions of restitution. Because according to John's direction instructions, it's not just good enough, like, for example, you know, someone used your ox and your ox was healthy and well and they needed to plow. And then they say, well, the ox just died and everything like that. And then they try to claim, well, you must have gave me a sick ox and the ox was sick anyway, so forth and so on. Well, I'm sorry that your ox died and everything, my brother. Yeshua shalom be upon you. And then you go your way. No. That's not good enough. That has to be restitution. You know, so even when there's the admittance of wrong or wrongdoing, right, how do we restore to the wrong party? It's like when you go to court or have seen these court cases and the judge might say, well, what can I do? I'm trying to make you whole or make a person whole. You might have heard of this expression, making one whole, right? And this is about restitution. Right, restitution. So the Torah direction instructions, right, of restitution, right? It's not just good enough saying, well, you know, even if you acknowledge you're wrong, you know, you took something or used something and it was damaged and, you know, use somebody else's thing, you say, I'm very, very sorry. Oh, I'm so, so sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean it, whatever like that. And the person accepts what you say, but then you still leave them, right, not whole, not in the fullness of the shalom. Because shalom, right, shalom, when we say peace, it's not just a word out there. It refers to the fullness of man, made in the image after likeness of he who be who he be. So man is a tripartite, or man is a trinity, right? He has spirit, soul, and body, right? And regarding our body, there's our health, right? The shalom in our health, the well-being in our health, teina yis teling. Health be given, may he give you health, teina. So we say teina yis teling in the royal Amharic. It brings out an aspect of the ancient Hebrew shalom. Ma shlomcha, ma shlomech. You know, it's a man, ma shlomcha, ma. What? Shlomcha, shlomka, ma shlomka. What's your peace? How you doing? How's your health? The woman, mashlomech, 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 right? How is your health? Tenai is telling. So health and also wealth, because the things that we have in this life, the property, food, clothing, shelter, this also comes into that. So restitution, right? The law is concerning restitution. Moving forward to verse 16 of Exodus chapter 22, we have social, and some regard it in the translation in English as religious. We like to say in the more King's Highway, really just. The social and really just laws or spiritual laws, laws pertaining, as one may say, to the spirituality of Jah people, social and really just Torah, direction, instructions. When we get to chapter 23, verse 1, there's a theme that comes forward. And the theme could be and is being summed up as justice for all. Justice for all. Verse 10 of Exodus chapter 23, just getting an overview of what is contained right here. Although may not have the opportunity here in the After the Shabbat podcast right here or in the first day service to fully expand on each of these items, these are areas that hopefully in due time, come, make I and I reason. In chapter 23 of Exodus verse 10, the sabbatical year, there's what is the sabbatical, what and why the sabbatical year, and the Sabbath. The sabbatical year every 7 years, right? The sabbatical year and HaShabbat and the Sabbath. Verse 14 lays out the annual festivals, right? The annual festivals. It's interesting because in the autobiography of Karmawi Haile Selassie, book one, he speaks of the three annual feasts or festivals, the three annual feasts or festivals. And although he is speaking of it in the, we say, the messianic, in the Moshiach, messianic sense, Judeo-Christian sense, they refer to the core, right, three times in the year that we have in HaTorah, which is outlined in Exodus chapter 23 from verse 14 and forward to verse 20. Verse 20 of Exodus chapter 23, we have the conquest of Canaan, the conquest of Canaan promise, and thus the fulfillment of the inheritance. Interesting note for the Chaburim, let's look at what it means to inherit in the Hebrew and conquest. It's interesting because we hear about like inheritance and heritage, and we're thinking a lot of times in a Western Gentile state of mind. In some cases, there's similarities and it's the same thing. But in areas of scripture, it's many times 180 degrees opposite. So let's study so we can know the truth for ourselves. And knowing the truth, make I and I do the truth. Exodus chapter 24, verse 1 speaks on the blood, the dam. You know, people say dam. I want to do a little video on that. Saw an interesting meme out there. I don't know if it was, forget which actors. I think it was Ice-T and another actor. There was a meme and they had the Hebrew Dom, right? The two letters of the Hebrew Dom. Dom in the Hebrew, Dom, it sounds like damn, but Dom in the Hebrew is blood, right? Dom in the Hebrew, Dom. In the Rosh Amharic, from the Guz, we say the Shemitic roots, we enunciate it slightly different, like tomato. Some say tomato, some say tomato. In the Rosh Amharic, we say dem. Dem is blood. So we have dam in the Hebrew blood, and we have dem in the Amharic. So it oscillates in dialects from dam to dem. You know, some people say the man. Some people say the man. Some people say Daman, right? So just overstand that right there. So here in Exodus chapter 24, verse 1, we have the blood of HaBarit, the blood of the covenant. What is the blood? What is blood? What is blood from the phi cycle to the metaphi cycle? We need to understand that to understand why it's here in Torah and the fulfillment even in the Brit Chadasha. Right? What is blood? From the low degree to the high degree. But here, Exodus chapter 24, verse 1, the blood of HaBarit, the blood of the Al-Kidan, the blood of the word agreement, the blood of the covenant. And to sum up here for this 18th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Rastafari sabbatical strong right here, we have Exodus chapter 24 at the ninth verse on the mount with Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, on the mount with the true good, the true God. And this brings us right here to a little segue right here, for this after the Shabbat Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Mishpatim, for Sabbath judgments. So here, 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 let's start out with actually go tell it on the mountain, right? Go tell it on the mountains. Let's say the Bob Marley, Best of the Wailers, I think is Petros. I was just listening to, there was an interview with One and One on the martyrdom of Peter Tosh. Just bring that to mind. It's interesting here how, you know, all things work together, you know, for the good of those who love Ha'ilahim. Just to recall I and I, brother, and hear, you know, his tune here, here, here for this RSS 18 sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, calling, calling, calling. Many are called, few are chosen, but be one of the chosen. Yes, I go tell it on the mountain. Bye-bye.
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, I, Rastafari, faith. The Rastafari faith can move mountains. Yes, I.
La 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 la.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Bemez Mordawi, Zitna Hule. Besama Abba, well, women, first Kadu, Sahadu, Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Dilsu, Kibber the Haile, Kibber the Maui, Haile Selassie.
I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow.
That's the Imnegere Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Shabbat Shalom.
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 And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Like Shalom, my brother, Shalom, Master Shalom, Shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom. Shalom, Shalom, my brother, Shalom, Master Shalom, Shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom, Shalom. That's my honor. You see, so sound creates new auras of thought. Give me something in minor chords, lower thirds. Now, you see how that changed the mood? Minor chords are lower thirds. When you lower the third of the chord, it's a minor chord. When you create the sound of a minor chord, it has this gothic sound to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that gothic sound to it? Gothic chords are minor chords. And when it creates a, like, Shalom, my brother, Shalom, Master, Shalom, Shalom, I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom. Shalom, Shalom, my brother, Shalom, Master, Shalom, Shalom, I give you love, I give you peace, Shalom, Shalom. That's my honor.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 And here, Denroy Morgan. Holy Sabbath. Yes, I. Rastafari, and I am.
Children of the house of Israel, remember. 6 days shalt thou labor. Remember. And do all thy work. Remember. And on the seventh day thou art shall rest. For it is the Sabbath day. Praise, give glory, thanks, and honor.
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your promise.
Behold, I will bring thee health and increasing wealth. I will bring unto you abundance of peace.
Yes, yes, Denroy Morgan right there with Holy Sabbath. Yes, I, Rastafari, soulful Sabbath tune right there. I agree, Chavar Shali, yeah, man. Right there, Denroy Morgan, going to ride up here for the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Remember, 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 remember. Yes, I. So we have Psalm 92, Sabbath evening psalm, right? For the Sabbath Eve, Saturday psalm, Sabbath evening psalm. Then we're going to seal up with 144 and then ride up even with today's daily psalm, Psalm 85 right here at this 18th sabbatical study. Shema Yisrael.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
And here the first words from the Liturgy of His Majesty, from the Liturgy of the Church of Philadelphia, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church here, said on Saturday, Shabbat.
Yes, Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. Kohulum tahayena saye meskalabra the kokoboch samayena sket. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Full of stars. Yes, I right here, here, here. What a guan. What was it? Whopping star. One time Rastafari used to greet one and one as star, bringing out the spiritual, irritical. Here, 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 the cat. He's on the right over Super Cat right here, here, here. Yes, I.
Ja, Rastafari. Well, let me look at me tell them, sir, rude boy, let me look at me tell them. Well, I didn't say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Duns River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear it. Well, every nigga is African and that's how I start. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and that's how I start. And a brag we a brag and a blur we a blur. Teeth white like a sow, skin black like a tar. And then it's an empty we are the show and we a star. Africans and the better cut out the war. United we stand.
nation and divided. We follow the Yuri Africans and a better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We because of deep down in Africa we poor parents from when we never did have no need in the sisters star come. When animals were tame and we tear this head home, we used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold, drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and all, when exploiters they came with religion unknown. They rob us our culture and our kingdom the throne. And I carry us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding us home. We a go taste them crazy ball, let us out with town. And I we plant the corn and build the cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And brought me a brother and a blar, me a blar. Teeth white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere you see them, I show them a star. Africans, and I better cut out the war. United, we stand and divided. We follow the army. Africans, and I better cut out the war. United, we stand and divided. We follow the city coming up a Jada. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go coming on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in a the night from afar. With a fire knife, I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow, feet like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. Oh, and Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither check the side with no guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And rock me a brother and a blar, me a blar. He do white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anywhere them see we are the two. We are star. Africans, and I better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We follow the army. Africans, and I better cut out the war. United we stand and divided. We fall because this is not the manor, Mr. Thunder. Neither Superman or the one skeletor. This is not Jaws and make believe jungle star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalana, this is a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her. Bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane, cotton and quail cigar. Under the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. And a brother, me a brother, and a blar, me a blar. Them never make no weapons, we go fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag, we a brother, and a blar, we a blar. He's a white like a snow skin.
Yes, 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 the cat, super cat. Every nigga is a star. You know, don't be offended. Yes, I try to comprehend it. You know, there's a rhema word, like a right now word. It's like a revelation word. It just came to mind when I'm listening to Cat, Super Cat go through this classic tune. In fact, I think it was it Big Ute? I forget who actually did this tune. It's like a sing song kind of a song, right? I think Natty, Cultural Dread, Big Ute has a version. I know that one, but there's some other ones that classically did that particular tune there. But in his tune here, where he chant, he like, you know, he sing Jay it and everything. Others to kind of sing it, right? Some might get a little offended because of the they might get a little offended because of the N word, right? The so-called N word. Yeah, let's go right here. Okay, here's the audio clip right here. Just
yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
So that's Harry Belafonte in the Angel of Eve. Here I say, yeah. Harry Belafonte, the Angel Levine, this movie, he's an angel, and, you know, he finds himself with this, a white Jew. He's helping this white Jew out and everything, but he's an angel, and he's a Jew, right? So he
don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigga.
Nigga? That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
Sorry, too.
Yes. You know what it is.
Miss can sit down.
Seems to say Hebrew right there. But, yeah, I got to check out that film. It's The Angel of Venus. Very, very interesting. Back, you know, in the 60s when His Majesty, it says, in his times he shall shoot. Some very interesting things come in that age, you know what I mean? Some very interesting things rise up then, and then we kind of go backward after the 70s. But anyway, in Supercat's tune, we picked up one where he said, every nigga is a star, right? He said, back in Africa, you know, where things were basically sweet, you know? Cook upon silver and gold and ting and, you know, cow milk and everything. And, of course, when I hear the tune, I say, well, that's not exactly as it was. You know, we kind of like, you know, some of these black conscious folks, they kind of like, they gas up the people instead of giving them the raw, honest truth. But in the tune, as he goes through it, he says, as back in the days, he said, back in the beginning and old, right? And then the oppressor, he said, came, right? Then the oppressor man came, you know, I think it was like religion, he mentioned. I'm not quoting the lyrics, but you can, you know, hear it again. I'll try to bring up the relics if they're out there and go through it. But the rhema revelation was like when he said they came from religion, right? And I said, oh, wait, he's not talking about just like, you know, when the so-called white man came that time. He's talking about the first time. And then I said, Chad, it's the Nahash in the Hebrew, the Nahash is how we refer to the serpent, the Nahash, right? Nahash. And then we have the Amharic, and the Amharic said the Ibab, right? The Ibab. It's interesting, Ibab, Babylonian. go figure. Anyway, as a chant, it was the Nahash, the serpent, according to the first book of Moshe, that came with, we could say, came with adversarial religion, or so-called bad religion. He came from religion in this Latin sense, religio, in this negative, you know, sense. He came with religion. It was religion that was going on. Remember that Adam, right, according to the scripture, the Hebrew Bible, and we can say Adam generically as man and male and female, he created them. So therefore, this reflection of divinity, right, both reflects according to the double helix, male and female, right? In fact, from he, according to the scientific provable, you know, facts and theory, in the male is X and Y. In the females, X and X. So just according to that knowledge and science, it proves at least scientifically true. Now, how did it happen? Did you see it? I didn't see it, but based on the word right there, so it was Nahash that came with religion. Because what did he tell them? He started talking about this God talk. No, he's talking about this God talk. You know, he started saying, oh, you could be like God, and God knows this, and God knows that, boom, 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 boom. But then think about it. They were created in his image and after his likeness, true Elohim. Man is a tripartite. Man is a trinity. Let me say that again. Man is a trinity. Man has spirit, soul, and body. And they all are distinguishable throughout the scripture. Spirit, soul, and that carbon organic structure known as the body. So he came talking about all this like religion talk, and he went to the woman first, you know, being more, you know, psychical, the soul, and the soul is she, the soul is feminine. He came to the woman, the man, supposedly representing, he's supposed to represent the spirit, but he was just listening to it all. But the serpent came for religion talk. I'm going to reason on it a little bit more. I just want to share because I was listening as a chat. I said, in Supercat's tune, I'm picking up a revelation that it was actually, yeah, the oppressor man came for religion. So we witness it in these latter days and time. But we forget about what happened in the days of old in the beginning. He came for religion, saying that you could be like God. Now think about it for a moment. If they were, according to the Bible, according to what is written, created in his image and after his likeness. I mean, how much more, you know, like God and like that very day, every other day is good. Well, except for, I think it was the second day? There was one day, yeah, the second day, he didn't say it was good. And give thanks, Ross, Iason, for the remind on that. There's one day, you know, we believe like, okay, he said every day was good, but actually there's one day that he did not say, right, it was good, right? But on the sixth day, right, on the sixth day, he said very good, and that's the day that Adam, man, in the sense of male and female, he created them. Let us make man, human being, in our image after our likeness, male and female, create them and let them have dominion, so forth and so on. So it's like if they already were in that God likeness, the image and the likeness, once they violated that word that they had heard, they were doing too much. You know what I'm saying? If you already are in the image of God and like the image of God, and somebody now tricks you out, right, to do more than that you were told not to do with consequences, then you fall from that. Just to reason with the eye, just briefly right there, the days of old, the beginning, it was the serpent. The serpent, I'm going to ride up on this reasoning, hopefully, God willing, that it was the serpent came with religion. People look at that narrative and don't see the religious aspect. Started talking to them about Elohim, and Elohim is against you. And so remember, the serpent wasn't created in the image and after likeness. Uh-oh, did we detect jealousy? The serpent wasn't created. He was the most subtle, right? He, she, right? Well, he was the most subtle, right? If it's Satan, there must be Satana, right? Anyway, let's ride up right here, brothers and sisters. You know, not to prolong that reasoning, but this came out as a kind of a rhema word. It's like chant with a super cartoon. Every nigga is a star. And just before we move forward right here, so you can hear the original, the classic, one of the originals, the classic right here. We have today's daily song coming forward. Here is Big Ute. Here we go. Classic. Classic right there. Big Ute. Now the connection with Star, right, as back in the days, the elders, Rastafari, ones and ones would greet one and one as Star. You know what I mean? Just interesting. It might seem You know, it says foolishness, you know, right? The wisdom of Jah is foolishness in the world, you know, but the world is foolishness to Jah.
Yes, right? I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Somebody think I and I just talking off the crown right there, right? Well, you know, it says no cross, no crown. So sometimes you have to just carry that cross when you bring forth a word and revelation. Here, check this out right here. The star connection, right? The star connection with the children of Israel. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. You check that out right there when we said the Nahash, according to the revelation that we heard, a small, still voice, you know, spoke about religion, what Kat was talking about, you know, how we lived in Africa, like was how we lived in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Eden, then the down presser man, right? Then he came with religion, and the Nahash came with religion. They already were like God, in his image, after his likeness. Once they went against what Yahweh Elohim told them to do, they were doing too much. And after all, Adam was one. Yes, the woman was beguiled, but the man was more responsible because he was the one that was originally told in chapter 2. So whatever she was saying, and he was there. You know, he was standing right there. And then when they're in court, he tried to blame Yahweh Elohim and the woman. The woman basically said, I was beguiled. She beguiled. What's beguiled? She was tricked, right? What did Adam say? Adam said, the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me, and I did eat. Yes, okay. You know, this is why Yeshua is called, according to the translation, the last Adam, first Adam, last Adam. But here in Isaiah chapter 14, there's a connection of star connection, star, you know, kingdom set up. The kingdom set up, Yisrael, Israel restored and exalted, what we have in chapter 14. Now, it's interesting going through chapter 14. Right from verse 1, you get up to like verse 7. In verse 7, we have the joy of the kingdom, right? The joy of the kingdom. The whole earth is at rest. Shabbat is at rest in that sense. It's quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon sing. Since thou art laid down, no fellow is come up against us. Now, what's interesting here in this section, it speaks about how Jah hath broken the staff, the staff of the wicked, of the ratchet, and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nation in anger, is persecuted, and none hindereth. So the ones that, you know, where it's just like karma, Ivan karma, what they done did is now Jah, Yahuwah has caused that to now to happen to them. Right now, this is all part of the kingdom, Jah's government being set up. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what we are co-laborers of. And Yisrael, Israel, is restored and exalted. I would say this right here, but of course, ones will probably demand proof, and we can bring that proof. But Israel is actually, Israel of the nations is Most High. People don't know that because they don't read the Hebrew, right? That's when Israel will be exalted. Israel is the highest, though Israel is the last of all the nations, right? The first shall be last, and last is first, right? Think about Rastafari. They say, we just come, try to call some new religion or do this or ism or something like that. You know what I mean? In the same way, they treat I and I as how Israel was even treated being the last of the nations, but Jah's word will be fulfilled. But when we get to verse 9, it speaks of the beast, right? Here in the superscription, the Scofield Study Bible, the beast in hell, right? Beast in hell. Then you go a couple more verses down, you get to verse 12, and here is this famous, or at least well-known, this well-known word, you know, concerning Lucifer, right? Or we call it like Latin Satan, right? Lucifer. Right? Lux Cipher, how art thou fallen from heaven? O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground? That didst weaken the nations, the Goyi, right? The Goyi. It's interesting because it's Masi Gurmawi Ngusu Negesu seeking to strengthen the nations. right? Collective security for surety, truth and right. Yes, I. But then they went against, right, that. But he had broken them. Even with them going against Gurumawi Ngusinagas, by them going against him, they broke themselves. And this is what we see, right? They said that he who smote the people in wrath, this world system, right, that his magic, Gurumawi Haile Selassie confronted, pleaded the cause of his people, right? Those who rule the nations in anger, now they feel persecuted. They reverse racism. Persecuted, but none hinderous, right? But then it brings it forward to verse 12, where it's about Lucifer, son of the morning, but it's verse 13. That's a key verse. For thou hast said in thine heart, what has Lucifer, son of the morning, said in his heart? Now here, this is referring evidently, Hebraically, to Ha-Satan. Right, the enemy, the op, spiritually speaking, the op of the righteous, right, or the opposition, the down pressers, right, who as the prince of this world system, the prince and the princes of this world system, this is what is meant when we speak of the world in the prophetic sense. We are in the world, but not of the world, right? These are the real so-called unseen ruler. The real unseen ruler is the spiritual force. Right, it's a death to black and white down presses. Right, we don't fight against flesh and blood. Right, it's a spiritual warfare. Yeah. So the real, though unseen ruler of the successive world powers. We study history. We study our story, their story, overall history. We have what? Tyre, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greek, the Gracchi, the Romans. Right, Ezekiel chapter, was it 28? Right, brings that out, 28. Then we have the day star, which is called Lucifer, connected with Satan, right? Now, there's a passage here that it marks the beginning, we could say, of the Ukri in the Iniverse, the beginning of the Ukri in the Iniverse, when Lucifer, right, Halal HaShahar, when he said, I will, when he said what? I will. Check out the wills. I, to my ego here. When Lucifer, Lux Cipher, right, when Lux Cipher said, I will, Ukri, you say Fokri began, right, in the heavens, the spiritual war in the higher heights. But then with him being dropped and thrown down, right, and then we have his agent, right, the Nahash, right, in the Gan Ba'eden, right, everything has to be tested to know what its real value is. Thus, Adam was tested. Some people have some kind of fantasy, some kind of, you know, fantasy idea. Why can everybody be made perfect? Everybody was made perfect. You mean, why couldn't we all be made like automatons? Right? He made us for the best for us and want the best for us, but we don't have no free will. But is all free will really free will? Does all people have the same amount of free will? No, we all don't have the same amount of free will. Right, to whom you serve, you become subject. In verse 13, it says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne. Wait, hold on for a moment. Lucifer got his throne, right? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Wait, hold on for a moment. He says, I will exalt my throne above the stars. The what? The stars of God. Right, and thus the Rasta man, right? You know, what's that guan star? What's that guan? What happened to that? It's like the death of black and white down presser. What happened to these things? Right, it's this goofy stuff, this goofy stuff. And we say this for the youth, right? The youth are attracted to Rastafari because of the truth. Therefore, they need to know the truth of Rastafari, right? So right here, just to sum this up right here, just to make the connection. So he says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, right? Space, NASA. NASA, because NASA in the Hebrew, to rise up, right? To ascend, NASA. Then there's a secondary meaning that can mean also to deceive. But because he NASA, he wanted to ascend into heaven, right? Because that very act, he deceived himself, right? So he says, I will ascend into the heaven. Right, I will exalt my throne, his throne, above the stars of God. Now, who are the stars of God? Right, who are the stars of God right here? This brings out this sense of it. We just took some time right here, you know, to touch on this right here so that it can, you know, resonate when ones and ones, you know, ones and ones here, this particular connection right here, the stars of God, the children. That's why Abraham was told to go out, right, look in the clear sky. You see all those stars up there, right? All the circles, the wheels and the wheels. People think it's just one heaven spinning. Right? It's many heavens spinning, right? That's why, well, you'll get into that another time. But anyway, so when he sees I and I, this is what he says.
My God, it's full of stars.
Uh-oh.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
Uh-oh. He says, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above I and I. See, that's what happened in Gan Eden, using his agent, the Nahash, the most subtle, a subtle, tricky, a tricky one that, right? A tricky one that all man had to do was step forward and say, you know, but anyway, we'll touch on that as well. We think that Eve, she did too much, right? But then Adam did too little, right? And it was on his responsibility to do more. This is why Moshe Yeshua is the second, right, or the last, you could say the last Adam, right? People say, well, Mary must be the next, you know, the next Eve. Don't worry about that. The word says, see, it's Adam. We have to go to who is responsible. As right here, the responsibility for the Akari in the universe being traceable to the one called Lucifer. He goes on to say, I will sit. So far he said, I will ascend. He will exalt. Right? Then he says, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. You know, there's one of these left behind movies where it's like this kind of antichrist character. He's trying to get up in Ethiopia. It's really interesting. I forget which one. They had a lot of different series and everything, but it's one of them, right? And then some of the Ethiopians, the careless Ethiopians, are going after this kind of antichrist figure, you know what I mean? And then there's fires coming from heaven. Is art imitating reality, or is it the word manifesting in reality? He says, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. Where? In the sides of the north. Verse 14, he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Right? So the whole space race, right? The space race. Then he says, I will be like, right? I will be like the Most High. He will be like the Most High. Now, when we say that Israel is Most High, right? Israel is Most High. The very word Elyon, Elyon in the Hebrew, says that Israel is Elyon over the nations. Israel is above the nations. But because like Adam, right, we upped up, right, we had to go through a little judgment. But
my God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
I don't say change the outrage, but
yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
And now to the classic right here.
Beautiful sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Outer space to find another race. I'm
The classic Don Carlos tune, Out of Space. Interesting right there with Isaiah chapter 14, key verses 13 and 14, ascending into the heavens, exalting. That you ever wonder why even the picture, which partly is a true picture, not from outer space, but from what they call generally outer space. If you notice the first picture that they showed, right, that first picture that NASA showed way back in the days, that was the standing picture that basically proved that they had went into inner space. You know, they went up there, but not beyond, some say, the Van Halen the belt. But anyway, be that as it may, if you notice, it's always the Horn of Africa. It's always that 1040 region that includes everything from the river of Egypt, the river of Ethiopia, right? You say the Ethiopian River, speaking continentally, to the river Euphrates, always the horn of David. That's what they show right there. Exalt himself above who? The stars of Hailahim, of Elohim. But here, got 38 minutes right here, before we go into the grace period. Just what was some of the Rhema inspiration. But we have today's daily psalm here, Psalm 85. It's a prayer of the returned exiles. Mizmor Pei Hei. Psalm LXXXV, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. So once again, we have the sons of Korah, which also teaches another principle in the Torah and in the 10 words called the 10 commandments, where he says he will visit the iniquity of the fathers, right, of the fathers. It didn't say the fathers and the mothers. It didn't say parents. It said of the fathers, right, upon the children. Well, really, it says the sons, right, the sons, not the children, the sons, the third and fourth generation, those who hate I. Basically, to hate him is to go against Yahweh, truth, and life, period. You can say you love him, but you go against his way, you hate him. In his view, in his eyesight. But here we see the sons of Korah, right? The sons of Korah, they survive. And remember, it's Korah, right? Korah, Datan, Abiram, that rose up against Moshe because they wanted to assume the priesthood and, you know, the leadership. but they were not the ones Jah had chosen. So the sons survived, and they became choristers, and their psalms are very, very important for I and I in the kingdom. So we have a prayer of the returned exile. The reactions of the captives from Babylon who had come back or had come forward to the homeland are vividly mirrored in this psalm and this chant, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek. Depressed, they were downpressed by the scene of desolation that confronted them and the magnitude of the task of reconstruction. Like when we say, yes, I seek to go back to Africa, right? You know, people kind of laugh at that, right? When we say you want to go like kind of back to Africa, or like back in the days going back to Africa, you know, people take that as a joke. But even when ones and ones do so-called go back to Africa, you know, or go Africa as it were, they notice, you know, the scenes, you know, what they note, the scenes. It's just like right here, you know, all that has to be rebuilt after the 400 years, you know, the desolation, what has been torn down. Black history fact.
If you want black history, go back to Africa.
Yeah, but it's he who laughs last, right? But downpressed by the scene of desolation that confronted them and I, the magnitude of the task of reconstruction, of rebuilding, they and I pray that the divine anger that had sanctioned, it was divine anger that had sanctioned the national disaster in the first place, that may be withdrawn, that Jah withdrawn that judgment. It's like pleading on the judge for mercy. Mercy, Your Honor, mercy. You know, like pleading for mercy. May be wholly withdrawn so that they and I can look forward, right, to the future with confidence, confidence, with Jah Rastafari-fidence, right? Fides, it also linked with federation in that sense, but fides has to do with faith, right? Confidence with having this faith. A reply comes to their petition, a heartening, heartical assurance that all will be well, that all will be well. So right here, a first ear for the leader, chief musician, Psalm of the Sons of Korah.
Psalm 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, 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 and shall set us in the way of his steps. Righteousness shall go before him, shall go before him, set us in the way, 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 set us in the way.
He would say, and I, Ethiopia, Rimja, my life in Ethiopia is a Rimja, tribe, progress, his steps, yes, sir.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, I. So this prayer right here, Psalm 85, today's daily psalm, prayer of the returned, the returned exiles. We can say the repatriated. This is a prayer. Let's update the Chaburim. Sent to return exiles and I and I day for I and I people to overstand Yahweh manifest in this day the prayer of the repatriated, those who repatriate, right? That will seek to repatriate when looking at Africa, the Holy Land, the Promised Land, so it's the east of the River Nile, and see the desolation, broken down press, the magnitude of the task we have to build, we have to do Yahweh.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, see, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you. I believe in God help those who help themselves. That means if something is going on, I must make a move to change it.
Yes, yes, yes. Once again, give thanks to the co-laborers, co-laboring in this ministry of His Divine Majesty, for those who support the ministry, those who support the ministry, those who donate, and other acts of love, or one may say the charity that the scripture speaks of. The word charity in the KJV in the New Testament, you find it really is means love. It's just interesting right there, you know what I mean, at that root there, because some people talk about charity and charity. Love has been made into, well, other than love. But here, yes, I...
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
You don't want to do the work.
I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Call in.
We can rely on the cancer, rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on. Hail of the cancer, rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on. In the presence of
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Yes, I. It says even in the previous, I think, New Covenant reading, Yeshua, Robeinu, was asked. And the work right there, he said the work of faith, right? The work of the faith. So here, right off the world, I'm horrid right here.
Bring forth the Bible.
The King of Kings Bible, the Metzach Kedus right here, Native Speaker Abraham Chebudet. Yes, sir. All right.
መዝሙር 84 በቅንፍ 85 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር። አቤቱ ለምድርህ ሞገስን አደረግ፣ ያዕቆብንም ምርኮ መለስ፣ የሕዝብህን ኃጢአት አስቀረ፣ አበሳቸውንም ሁሉ ከደን፣ መዓትህንም ሁሉ አስወገድ፣ ከቁጣ መቅሰፍት ተመለስ። የመድኃኒታችን አምላክ ሆይ መልሰን፣ ቁጣህንም ከኛ መልስ። በውኑ ለዘላለም ትቆጣናለህን? ቁጣህን ስለ ልጅ ታስረዝማለህን? አቤቱ ትመለሳለህ ታድነንም አለ። ሕዝብህም ባንተ ደስ ይላቸዋል። አቤቱ ምሕረትህን አሳየን፣ አቤቱ መድኃኒትህንም ስጠን። እግዚአብሔር አምላክ የሚናገረውን እሰማለሁ። ሰላሙን ለሕዝቡና ለቅዱሳኑ ልባቸውንም ወደ እርሱ ለሚመልሱ ይናገራልና። ነገር ግን ክብር በምድራችን ያድር ዘንድ ማዳኑ ለሚፈሩት ቅርብ ነው። ምሕረትና እውነት ተገናኙ፣ ጽድቅና ሰላም ተስማሙ። እውነት ከምድር በቀለች፣ ጽድቅም ከሰማይ ተመለከተች። እግዚአብሔርም በጎ ነገርን ይሰጣል፣ ምድራችንም ፍሬዋን ትሰጣለች። ጽድቅ በፊቱ ይሄዳል፣ ፍለጋውንም በመንገድ ውስጥ ያኖራል።
This is the theme, a prayer for salam, a prayer for peace. Jah Shalom, right here, the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, KJV, side by side. Sima, Rastafari, I hear this. Yes, sir.
Salam to Enayis Talim, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmur Samanya Amist. Samanya Amis from the Mezmura Dawit, from the Psalms of David and the Royal Amharic, according to the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Gormawi, Gormawi, Haile Selassie. So here we compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Royal Amharic, verse by verse with the KJV, the King James Version, for today's daily psalm, Mezmura Dawit, Samanya Amis, Samanya Amis, the 85th psalm. And here's the theme, Le Salam Yekarebe Tzelot. Le Salam Yekarebe Tzelot, a prayer that is presented or brought near for peace. Le Salam. Le Salam Yekarebe Tzelot. Also, this Mezmur Samanya Amis, the 85th Psalm of David, is known as a prayer of the returned exiles. Here, Jah's people recall how he forgave their utterances in the past, and they pray and invoke in word, sound, and power that he might now restore them to his favor and anticipate renewed barakat, renewed blessings. So here in today's daily psalm, pick up and ride up right here. Esma'ab, we'willed, we'menfes kadus, ahadu amlak. Name the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemra'ala. We begin. Beginning with the superscription. Superscription, the KJV, to the chief musician. A psalm for the sons of Korah, to the chief musician. Le mezemarana leka yekore lejoch mezmur. A psalm of the sons of the children, the sons of Korah. Le mezemarana leka, to the chief musician, yekore lejoch mezmur. Kuter and, verse 1. Abetu le midre mogesina derege, ye Yaakov nimerkoa melese. Lord, Abetu, I follow his father, thou, the I, has been favorable to thy land. Abetu le midre mogesina derege, ye Yaakov nimerkoa melese. Thou, the I, has brought back, has returned, has turned the captivity of Jacob. Ye Yaakov benim Marko Melese. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Ye Hizbehin Nachat Yat Askare. Ah, besach winim Hulu Kadene. Thou, the I, has forgiven the iniquity, the uggery, the Chat Yat, the sin nature, the lack, the forfeiture, the Chat Yat. The iniquity, the sin nature of thy people, yet Hizbehin Khatiataskara, thou the eye has covered all their sin, Selah. Abesachuinim Hulu Kadene. Abesachuinim Hulu Kadene. Kuter source. Now just a note right here, the Selah that we have in the KJV from the Hebrew, in the Hebraic Sefer Tehillim, since the Psalms, Judaically, Hebraically, are as the liturgy, right, for that communal, congregational, public worship. We have this nuance there, but it's not found in the Royal Amharic. Just to note that, the Selah that we have at verse 2 here, picking up with Kut Ersos, verse 3. Me'atehinim hulu aswagade, kakut'ah meksefit temelese. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Me'atehinim, me'atehinim hulu aswagade. Thou, the eye, hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Kakut'ah meksefit temelese, kut'ar arat, verse 4. Ye medchanitachin amlakoi. Melisen, kut'ahinim kanya melis. Turn, turn, return to us and restore us. Turn to us, O source of our I salvation. Ye medchanitachin amlakoi. Melisen, kut'ahinim kanya melis. And cause thine anger, kut'ah. Kut'ahinim kanya from us, malice turn, cause thine anger toward us, toward I and I to cease. Kut'er amist, verse 5. Be'unnu lezalem tikotana lehin? Wilt thou be angry with us forever, for iva? Be'unnu, in truth, for real. Be'unnu lezalem tikotana lehin? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Kutahinissa lelijlij tasarezmalehin? Will you draw it out? Would you extend it and lengthen? Kutahiniss your anger lelijlij to the children's children, to the grandchildren? Tasarezmalehin? Kutarasidis, verse 6. Abetu. Timelesale tadinen male. Hizbehim ba'ante desilachua. Wilt thou not revive I and I again? Abir to thy father's father, father's house. Tim elisale tadinen namale. Hizbim ba'ante desilachua. And your people, return, turn, and save, and save I and I. And your people, his, and the people, hizbim. Thy people, be'ante, in the I male, and no other, be'ante, be'ante, des, yilachua. Kut'er Sabbat, verse 7. Abitu, mehiritihin nasayin. Abitu, medchanitihinim, sit'en. Show. I and I, show us thy mercy. Abitu, I father, his father, father of the house. Abitu, mehiritihin nasayin. And grant I and I, Abir to thy father, O father, the house, thy salvation. Med hani tehinim sitten. Kuter cement, verse 8. Exiavi hiramla keminagrawinna isamalo. Salamina lehizbunna lek dusanu. Lebachawinima wada arsu lemi man lesu wa yinagralina. I will hear what God, what the source, the Lord, the sustainer, Exiavi, the good, the generous, our Father will speak. Exiavi her, Amlak Yeminagra win, Isamalo. For he will speak peace to his people. Salamin, le hisbuna lek dusanu, and to his saints, lek dusanu. Lebachunim wada arsua lemi amelisu yinagralina. Now here is one of the areas as we compare and contrast the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie version side by side with the English KJV, the King James Version. Here in verse 8, Psalm 85, verse 8, there's a divergence, and we find the Septuagint, the LXX, and the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, corresponding here on this particular nuance that we find in verse 8. Here in verse 8, it reads, to the ones turning hearts, their hearts, turning their hearts, lebachowinim, their hearts, their lib, lebachowinim, their hearts and their hearts, whether arsu to him, whether towards arsu, towards he, towards him, lemi amelisu, for those returning, turning their hearts turning to him, yit nagaralina, for he will speak to the ones turning their hearts to him. So take note here at verse 8, Psalm 85, verse 8. Instead of, but let them not turn again to folly, we have in the Septuagint and also in the Royal Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, for he will speak to those returning and turning their hearts to him. Verse 9. Negergin, cover the midrachin yaderzen, madanu lemi faruta karno. Surely, but says, but glory cover the midrachin yaderzen, so that glory may dwell. Negergin, cover the midrachin yaderzen, madanu lemi faruta karno. Madanu, his salvation, Madanu, Lemi Farut, to those who reverence respectfully, those who reverence, respect him, Karbno, is near to those who reverence him. Kuter Asr, verse 10, Meheretina unet teganandu, Siddikina salam tesamamu. Mercy and truth are met together. Mercy and truth have met. Mihiretina unet teganyu. Righteousness or justice and peace. Righteousness and justice, one and the same word, Afro-Shemitically speaking. Tzidik. Tzidikina salam tesmamu. Justice and peace. Justice and peace. Tzidikina salam tesmamu. Have kiss one another. Kuter Asra and verse 11. Eunet kamidar bekalech. Sidkim kasamai temelekatech. Eunet kamidar bekalech. Truth shall springing out of the earth. Eunet kamidar bekalech. Sidkim kasamai temelekatech. Righteousness or justice, as it came, kasamai from heaven, temelekatech, has looked down, she pays attention. Here says, it came, kasamai, temelekatech, kuter asra hulet, verse 12. Ekziavi harim begon negrin yuset al midrachnim, frewana tiset alech. Yea, the Lord, Ekziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, our Father, shall give that which is good. Bego negarin yisetal. Ekziavihrim, bego negarin yisetal. And our land shall yield her increase. Midrachnim frewan tisetalech. Kutar asra sos, verse 13. Siddik befitu yehedal. Filgawinim bemenged wista yanoral. Righteousness or justice, tzidik, befitu yeheda, befitu in his face, in his presence, in his perception, before yeheda, shall go before him, shall go in his perception, in his presence, in his face, tzidik befitu yeheda, filagawinim bemenged wista yanora, and shall set, KJV says, and shall set us in the way of his steps, Bamarinya, Filagawinim Bemenged Wistya Noral, shall set and his footsteps, his footsteps in the way, shall set his footstep, his path in the way. Filagawinim Bemenged Wistya Noral. Sidik the Futu Yedal. Filagawinim Bemenged Wistya Noral. Yanora.
Teach me, teacher. Each higher, I am a teacher.
So we have like 13 minutes before we ride off this Mishpat team, this judgment. Everybody's like, judgment. But these are the judgments, as Matsi Gurmavi Nagus Negeso says, to I and we and to all. You know, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So here, 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 like this ride up with the Hebrew, but this will lead us into the grace period, the third Iowa, looking forward to the Sunday first day service coming up for the full of fullness right here, here, here. But here, hear the native speaker again, today's psalm and heart.
Mazmur 84, Bekinnif 85. ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አቤቱ ለምድርህ ሞገስን አደረግ ያዕቆብንም ምርኮ መለስ የሕዝብን ኃጢአት አስቀረ አበሳቸውንም ሁሉ ከደን መዓትህንም ሁሉ አስወገድ ከቁጣ መቅሰፍት ተመለስ የመድኃኒታችን አምላክ ሆይ መልሰን ቁጣህንም ከኛ መልስ በውኑ ለዘላለም ትቆጣናለህን? ቁጣህን ስለ ልጅ ልጅ ታስረዝማለህን? አቤቱ ትመለሳለህ ታድነንም አለ ሕዝብህም ባንተ ደስ ይላቸዋል። አቤቱ ምሕረትህን አሳየን አቤቱ መድኃኒትህንም ስጠን። እግዚአብሔር አምላክ የሚናገረውን ሰማለሁ ሰላሙን ለሕዝቡና ለቅዱሳኑ ልባቸውንም ወደ እርሱ ለሚመልሱ ይናገራልና። ነገር ግን ክብር በመድራችን ያደር ዘንድ ማዳኑ ለሚፈሩት ቅርብ ነው። ምህረትና እውነት ተገናኙ ጽድቅና ሰላም ተስማሙ። እውነት ከመድር በቀለች ጽድቅም ከሰማይ ተመለከተች። እግዚአብሔርም በጎ ነገርን ይሰጣል ምድራችንም ፍሬዋን ትሰጣለች። ጽድቅ በፊቱ ይሄዳል ፍለጋውንም በመንገዱ ውስጥ ያኖራል።
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in Massacan, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Calling
to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform. Hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
And let's have me talk me now go right in the answer. So we can't leave the last day I alone. Can't leave the last day I alone. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. Because Jah is the
We're going to take a little time right here, here, here. This is going to lead us into the grace period of the podcast. We got like 8 minutes, about seven, eight, right? Let's say 7 minutes. Yes, I calling. I'll catch it on the replay right here, here, here. I'm going to hear the Hebrew first, and we're going to go through the same as we did with the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzach Kedus, verse by verse. Because as Sirach, that quote that we didn't play the full of it, but, you know, some things that are written in the Hebrew, the Afro-Semitic language, and translated, some things we have to study because they get lost in translation. So here, native speaker, yes, sir.
מזמור פה למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. רצית אדוני ארצך, שבת שבית יעקב. נשאת עוון עמך, כיסית כל חטאתם סלע. אספת כל עברתך, השיבות מחרון אפיך. שובנו אלוהי ישענו, והפר כעסך עמנו. הלעולם תאנף בנו, תמשוך אפיך לדור ודור. הלא אתה תשוב תחיינו, ועמך ישמחו בך. הראינו אדוני חסדך, וישעך תיתן לנו. אשמעה מה ידבר האל אדוני, כי ידבר שלום אל עמו ואל חסידיו, ואל ישובו לחסלה. אך קרוב לרעב ישעו, לשכון כבוד בארצנו. חסד ואמת נפגשו, צדק ושלום נשקו. אמת מארץ תצמח, וצדק משמיים נשקף. גם אדוני ייתן הטוב, וארצנו תיתן יבולה. צדק לפניו יהלך, וישם לדרך פעמיו.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to collect some of the areas of the liturgy and the Ethiopian manuscripts where they speak about the importance, even the covenant and the guest, the importance of the Hebrew language to the Israelites of Ethiopia from such a time, and for I and I, and this I were right here, here, here. Just some proof verses, because some might just want to know why do we focus on the Hebrew, because there's importance. In fact, in the covenant and guest, it says that Hebrew points out the secret language and the mystic language and certain other things, and even this Hebrew that's found in the liturgy as well. But here, 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 right off the basics, the basic Aleph Beit, and then
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Verse by verse. Verse by verse. Right here. Yes, sir.
Mizmor fei hey, mizmor pe hey, mizmor fei hey. Psalm 85, Psalm LXXXV. Mizmor fei hey, lamnatzeach libnei korach mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, the overcomer, lamnatzeach la menatzeach. For the leader, the chief musician, lamnatzeach libnei korach of the sons of Korah, Livne Korach Mizmor, a chant, a song, Mizmor, Lanatzeach, Livne Korach Mizmor, Ratzita Yahuwah Arzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. O he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, thou hast been favorable to thy land, thou the eye, male, hast turned the captivity of Jacob. Ratzita Yahuwah Arzeka, Ratzita, favorable the eye, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Arzeka, to thy land, the Arz, Arzeka, Ratzita, Yahuwah, Arzeka, Shavuta, Shavuta, Yaakov, thou hast turned the turning, the captivity, the returning of Yaakov, Shavuta, Shavut, Shavit, Shavut, Yaakov, Ratzita, Yahuwah, Arzeka, Shavta Shavut Yaakov, O he who be, we be, Yahuwah Jehovah, thou the eye, male, has been favorable to thy land. Thou the eye, male, has turned the captivity of Yaakov, of Jacob. Nasata Eon Ameka, Kasita Kola Chatatam Selah. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou the eye, male, has pardoned all their sin. Nasata Eon Ameka, Nasata
lifting up, the eye has lifted up. Nasata, 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 eon, eon, eon. The eon, the eon, the eon of Ameka, of Ameka, of the I am, of the I people. Nasata, eon, Ameka. Kasita, kolachatatam, selah. Thou, the I male, has pardoned. Kasita. Kasita, the eye has covered, hidden from view, the eye has covered. Kasita, kasita, call la chatatam, call all chatatam, all their chatiat, all their sin, their uttery, call chatatam, selah, pause, dear psalm. Asafta, call la evratika, he shivota, meyachron apeka, thou the eye has withdrawn, has gathered in, asafta, 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 the eye male has gathered in, call all, evrateka, call evrateka, all the eyes, evrat, all the eyes wrath, asafta, call evrateka, heshivota, mechron apeka, thou the eye has turned, heshivota, heshivota, the eye has turned, heshivota, mechron, mechron, from the fierceness, from the heat, the hotness, the fierceness, me'cheron apeka, of the eye's anger. Shuveinu Eloheya yisha'inu, v'hathira ka'asika imanu. Restore us, restore I and I, return us, restore us. Shuveinu, shuv'ainu, I and I, anu, shuveinu, 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 return, restore, I and I, shuveinu, Elohe, yishainu, Eloheo, Elohim, Elohe, Elohim of yishainu, yishainu, of I and I, Yeshua, of I and I, salvation, yishainu, anu, yishainu, shuveinu, Elohe, yishainu, v'hathira ka'asika, imanu, and cause thine indignation toward us, toward I and I, to cease. With hafir, ka'as, ka'as, the eyes indignation, ka'asika, ka'asika, imanu, imanu, from us, cease. Break thine indignation. Break thine indignation. Cause it to cease from us. Hal le'olam te enafapanu, Team Shoka Peka Lidor Wador, wilt thou be angry with us, with I and I forever? Wilt thou, the I male, draw out thine in anger, thine anger, anger to all generations? Ha le olam, ha le olam, ate na fapanu, ha le olam, forever, forever, ha le olam, forever, te na fapanu, te naf, to be angry, the I to be angry, banu. Upon us, against us. Ha le olam, tenaf banu, tim shoka peka, ledor wador, wilt thou draw out thine anger, ledor wador, to all generations? Hello ata tashuba techeinu, we ameka, tisamhu bak, wilt thou not quicken us, cause us to live again? Hello, ata, well, not the I male and none other. Hello, ata, tashuba techayenu, wilt thou not quicken, turn to us, for us to live again? Will not the I not cause us to live, to revive I and I? Hello, ata, tashuba techayenu, we ameka, yismchu bak, that thy people may rejoice with ameka, with ameka, with and ameka, with ameka, and thy male people yismchu, to rejoice bak, to rejoice in the eye, with the eye, not cause and make thy people to rejoice in the eye. Harenu Yahuwah chasideka, where yishaka titena lanu. Show us thy mercy, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, O He who be, who be, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Hareinu, Hareinu, show to us, cause us to see, show to us, Hareinu, Yahweh, Chasideka, Chasideka, the eyes, Chesed, mercy, loving kindness, with
Yeshika, we Yeshika, Titen Lanu, and grant and give, Titen, 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 and the I-mail give Lanu for us. Yeshika, Yeshika, the eyes Yesha, Yesha'a, salvation, victory, Yeshua, we are Yeshika, Titen Lanu. Esha me'ah, ma yidaber ha'el Yahuwah, ki yidaber shalom el ammo, we illa chesedayo, we ala yashuvu le kisla. I will hear what ha'el, the true good, the true God, ha'el, ha'el Yahuwah, what ha'el, he who be, who he be, will speak. Esha me'ah. Ma yidaber ha'el Yahuwah, for he will speak peace to his people. Ki yidaber shalom el ammo. Ki for yidaber, yidaber, he will speak shalom, shalom el ammo to his people. We el chesedayo, we and el to chesedayo. To his chesed, chesed, chesedayo, chesedayo, to his chesed, to his merciful ones, his saints, to his saints, to his chesed. We illa chesedayo, we illa chesedayo, we al yashubu le kisla. But let them not turn back to folly. We and al yashubu, them to turn le kisla, le kisla. And make them not turn back to folly. Ak karova li reayo wa yisho lishkon lishkon kapoda be arzenu. Surely, ak for show, for show. Ak surely, truly. Ak karov li reayo yisho. Surely, his salvation yisho, his Yeshua Yasha'a, his victory. Yisho, Yisho, surely his salvation is nigh, karo, karo, nigh them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, karo, li reayo, ak, for sure, karo, near, li reayo, those who reverence, who respect him, Yisho, his salvation. Surely near to those who reverence him, Yisho, his salvation. Lishikon, lishikon kavoda be arzenu, that glory, that kavod, kavod, that glory, kavod, may dwell in our land. Lishikon, 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 to shakan, to dwell, lishikon kavod, glory be in arzenu, in arzenu, in Ainai, in Ainai land. Aka karoba li reayo yisho. Lishkon kavod be'arzenu, chesed ve'emet, nia fikashu, tzedeka v'shalom nashaku. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Chesed, mercy, loving kindness, chesed, chesed, chesed ve'emet, ve'en emet, and truth, and emet, emet, chesed ve'emet, ni fikashu, have met, ni fikashu, chesed ve'emet, ni fikashu, tzedek v'shalom, tzedek, righteousness, with and shalom, and peace, nashaku, righteousness and peace, nashaku, have kissed each other, chesed ve'emet, ni fikashu, tzedek v'shalom, nashaku, emet me eretza, titzmach, titzmach, with tzedeka mishpat, with tzedeka mishamayim, mishamayim, ani lechozer, I repeat, emet me eretza titzmach, with tzedeka mishamayim nishkof, nishkof. Truth springeth out of the earth, and righteousness hath looked down from heaven. Amet, 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 truth, amet, may eret, may, from eret, from the earth, the earthly plane, titzmach, titzmach, has springed, springeth like blossometh, buddeth off, titzmach, with tzedek, and tzedek, and righteousness, mi shamai, mi shamayim, mi from shamayim, from heaven, from the heavens, Nishkaf, 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 have looked down from the heavens. Emet amei eretz atitzmach, v'tzerek amishamayim anishkaf, gam yowa yiten hatov, v'arzeinu titen yibulaha, yei, he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will give that which is good, and our land shall yield her produce, gam Yahuwah, Gamiyowah yiten hatov. Gam also Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Gamiyowah yiten, he will give hatov, he will give the good. Gamiyowah yiten hatov, we arzeinu, and our land, Ainai land, we arzeinu, titain, she will give, titain, Yibulaha. She will give her produce. Gami Yehovah yiten hatov. We arzeinu atitein yibulaha. Tzedek lefana Yehovah yihalek. We yasim litereka pe'amayo. Righteousness shall go before him and shall make his footsteps away. Tzedek, righteousness, lefanayo, before him, in his, for his face, in front of him, in his perception, presence, tzedek lefanayo, yihalek, shall trod, tzedek lefanayo, yihalek, v'yaseima l'dareka pe'amayo, and shall make his footsteps away, v'yaseim, to make l'derek, for a way, pit amayo, his foot is that.
Legashu, Agimashu, Legashu, 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 Leg
people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari. Legashun, Agarashun, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But we want the next verse with Amarik.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasvatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Coast and the Gast.
Right on, Miss Aliyah. Miss Aliyah right here. Miss Patoon, the judgment. Yes,
His foundation is in the whole of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
We can rely on one. I don't think we can rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on. I don't think we can rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, the Baraka, the blessing before the reading of the Torah. So here we have the trinity of readings right here, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 21, verses 1 to 24, verse 18. And we have the prophet's reading, Haftarah, Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 25 to 26, and chapter 34, verses 8 to 22, and the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 42, and Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. So stay tuned also for the Sunday service as the Eye Them Up, the first day service coming up at the top of the aisle. But here, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of Ha Torah.
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Baruch, yes I, Baruch, bless y'all. Those verses there is like a call and response. The leader, the one who's leading the service, begins off and the people respond. But we're going to work that out, brothers and sisters. As in Psalm 85, we had Ha'el, Ha'el, yes, I, Rastafari.
Ha'el, 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 Ha'el,
Yah, Wahu and He Haya, He who was, Wahu and He Hoeth, and He who be, Wahu Yihye, 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 Betifara, Betifara in glory, Tifar I, yes I, here, 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 riding up, Raka.
Blessings of the Torah, before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim. Benutan lanu et Torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasya!
The home place is to
Kadamawi Halasalai to the giver of His Torah, His direction, instruction. So it's time. I will right here, here, here. Read up, read up, read up. Yes, sir.
Joy by thy light. Thy light be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion. I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The most holy one. The Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you not read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai.
The second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. It's Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
Book of the name. Book of the name. Book of the name. Book of the name.
Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, Yisrael. Hear,
Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael, hear, Rael.
Here for the 18th Rastafari sabbatical study. Here for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
We have Mishpatim. Mishpatim. Chaverim. Mishpatim.
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 Judgment.
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 Here for this 18th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Mishpatim. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Here from the Sefer Shemot, from the book of the name.
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 Hebrew first words. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah.
Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah.
For this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath,
Sabbath,
judgment,
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 judgment.
Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Now these, the judgments which thou shalt set before them. Hear, 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 Shema'a Yisrael. Hebrew first words here, Exodus chapter 21, the law, ha-Torah. The second item, the judgments, the Mishpatim, Ha-Mishpatim, the judgments, master and servant. Ve'ele Ha-Mishpatim, Asher Tasim, Lifnehem. Now these are the ordinances, Ha-Mishpatim, the judgments, Ha-Mishpatim, the ordinances. Asher, that which that
Asher Tasim, to set Lifnehem before them, before their presences and their perceptions. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing,
for nothing, for nothing, for nothing.
If his master, if he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife, Ishto, his onset shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, Aisha, Aishat, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. With he gisho, where he gisho, Adonai Elaha Elohim. Then his master shall bring him to Elohim, to Ha Elohim, to the Elohim, to the judges. With he gisho, Elaha Delet. And shall bring him to the delet, ha-delet, to the delet, to the door. With he gisho, ilaha delet, or ilaha mizuzah, or ilaha mizuzah, ilaha mizuzah, or to the doorpost. With ratzah, Adonayo, illa azno, ba marzea, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl. Wayavado le olam. Wayavado, and he shall serve. Wayavado le olam, and he shall serve him forever, and he shall serve him for ever. And if a master sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he hath dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three to her, then shall she go out free without money. The law HaTorah, the second item, HaMishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, injuries to the person, verse 12. He that smiteth the man so that he die, he shall be surely put to death. And if a man lie or lay not in wait, but Elohim deliver to into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whitherwhere he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. And if he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, and he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if men strive together and one smite another with a stone or with fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quit. Only he shall pay the loss of his time, and shall cause
to be thoroughly healed. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second Aliyah, the offering, hear for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, here picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book, called Exodus chapter 21, here at verse 20, for the Sheni, for the second reading of offering Aliyah, for this Shabbat Mishpatim. Wiki yake ish eta avdo o eta amato ba shevet u meita tachata yado nakoma ye and nakam. And if a man smiteth his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. Wiki yake isha etta avdo, if a man smite his bondman, wiki yake isha etta avdo, or etta imato, or his bondwoman, imato, ba shevet, with a rod, ba shevet. Umeita tahata yado, and die under his hand. Umeit tahat yado, nakoma yinakam, he shall surely be punished. Nakom yinakam. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox quit. But if the ox were used to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom of his life whatsoever is laid upon him, whether he hath gored a son or hath gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done to him. If the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make good, give money to the owner of them, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another's that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 22, the law, HaTorah. Second item, HaMishpatim, the Mishpatim, the judgments, rights of property. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, No blood for him. If the sun be risen upon him, blood for him. He should make full restitution. If he have no thing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Right here for the Shalishi, here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering, here for this Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Shabbat Ha Mishpatim, Sabbath the judgments. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer, the book of the names, Exodus chapter 22. Here at verse 5 in the KJV, King James Version, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, for the third reading, third Aliyah, third up offering here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, corresponding here in the Masoretic Hebrew, here in the Chumash, to verse 4 in the Hebrew, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments, Sabbath ordinances. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 22 in the Masoretic Hebrew from the Sefer Shemot, verse 4, corresponding to the King James Version, Exodus chapter 22, verse 5. Ki yav'er ish sade o karema wi shilach etta de'iro ua bi'era Bia sedeya achira meitav sadehu ua meitav karmo yishalein. If a man shall cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, and shall feed in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, shall he make restitution? Ki yav'er ish sadeh o kerem v'shilach etta b'eiro. If a man cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, yav'er ish sadeh o. If a man cause a field or Yav'er ish sade'o kherem v'shilach etta b'eiro, or vineyard to be eaten, and shall let his beast loose, u bi'era bi'a sade'a achir me'av sade'hu, and shall let his beast loose and it feed in another man's field, ur bi era bi sedei achir meyatav sadehu, of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard, ur meyatav karmo yishalein, shall he make restitution? Yishalein, shall he make Shalem, restitution, make peace, restitution. If fire break out and catch in thorns so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver to his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief, the thief be found, let him make him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges, shall be brought to the Elohim to see whether he hath put his hand to his neighbor's, to his neighbor's goods. Im lo yemate ha ganav we nikrav ba'al ha bayita illa ha Elohim. Im lo shalach yado bia me leketa re'ehu. If the thief, the thief be not found, im lo yemate ha ganav, then the master of the house shall come near to the Elohim, shall come near to the judges, the Elohim. We nikrav ba'ala habayita illa ha Elohim, to see whether he has put his hand to his neighbor's goods. Im lo shalach yado bia milaketa ra'ehu. For all men of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, for any manner of lost king, for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim, the Elohim, and whom the judges, whom Ha Elohim, the Elohim, shall condemn, he shall pay double to his neighbor. Neighbor, 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 neighbor. For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, any manner of lost ting. Al kol davara pesha'a ala shor ala ha mor chamor. Al hamor, al se, al salma, al kolaha beda, asher yomar ki yohu ze, ad ha Elohim yavo, devar she nehem, asher yar shiun Elohim, yeshaleima she naim li re'ehu. For every manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, ad kola devara pesha'a, ala shor, for ass, ala chamor, al chamor, for ass, al seh, for sheep, ala samla, for raiment, al kola eveda, asher yomar ki hu zeh, or for any manner of lost thing, whereof one saith, Asher Yomar, Ki hu ze, this is it. Ki hu ze, for he it this. Ki hu ze, this is it. The cause of both parties shall come before Ha Elohim. Ad Ha Elohim Yabo, Devara Shnehem. Asher yarash una Elohim yishalema shenayim le'ra'ayhu. He whom Ha Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man deliver to his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it die, or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing, then shall an oath of Yahuwah of Jehovah be between them both, that he hath not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let make him bring it witness. He shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. If the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. And here, the law, HaTorah, the second item, the judgments, HaMishpotim, the Mishpotim, the judgments, the ordinances, HaMishpotim, the judgments, crimes against humanity. Here, verse 16, crimes against humanity, verse 16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed, and lie and lay sexually with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife, ishto, his eshet, os. If her father utterly refuse to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou, the eye, shall not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever layeth sexually with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrifices to God, Elohim save except to Yahuwah, Jehovah only, he shall be utterly destroyed, he shall be utterly downstroyed. Zobeach la Elohim. Yahorama biltia la Yahuwah levado. He that sacrificeth to the gods, to Elohim, save except to Yahuwah Jehovah only, shall be utterly destroyed. Zoveach la Elohim Yahorim. Zobeach la Elohim Yahorim Bilti la Yahuwah Levado. Thou, the eye, shalt not neither vex a stranger. Thou, the eye, shalt neither vex a stranger, nor oppress, nor downpress him. For y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. Ye all shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou, the eye, afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all to I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people, that is, poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury, lending money at interest. If thou, the eye, at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it to him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, his raiment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, that I will hear him. For I, gracious, he kusuto levada, he simalato le oro bame ishkav, wehaya kia yitzaaka helai, weh. Shamaiti ki hanunani. If thou at all take thy neighbor's garment to pledge, thou shalt restore it to him by the sun, by that the sun goeth down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. Wherein shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass, wahaya, when he crieth to me, when he crieth to I, kia yitzaaka helai, that I will hear, with shama'iti, for I am gracious, Ki Hanum Ani. Ki Hanum Ani. 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 Ani.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad. And hear ye here, Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, hear ye here, give ear for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments, here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 22, here. Here, here, here at verse 28, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Sefer of the Book of the Names, Exodus chapter 22, here at verse 28, for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading here, fourth of offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Elohim, lo, tikalel, wi, nasi, bi, ameka. Lo, ta'or, ta'or, ta'or. Thou shalt not revile the gods,
the gods,
nor curse the ruler of thy people, of the I people. Elohim, lo, tikalel, we nasi, de amika. Lo, ta'or. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, lo, tikalel. Thou shalt not revile the Elohim, thou shalt not revile Elohim, the judges. Elohim, lo tikalel, we nasi b'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. We nasi, we nasi, and the ruler we nasi b'amika, lo taor, nor curse a ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy sons shalt thou give to I, shalt thou give to me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine oxen, with thy sheep. 7 days it shall be with his dam, with his mother. On the eighth day thou shalt give it me, thou shalt give it I. And ye and yom shall be holy men, set apart men to me. Neither shall ye y'all eat flesh torn of beasts in the field. Ye y'all shall cast it to the dogs.
The dogs. The dogs. The dogs.
Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, Yisrael. Hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 23. Lo,
lo, lo,
tisa, lo tisa, shema'a, shav, ala, taset, yadika, aim, rasha, lihiyota, aid, hamas. Thou shalt not rise a false report. Lo, tisa, shema'a, shav. Thou shalt not raise a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked. Al taseta yadika aim rasha. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyot aid hamas. Thou shalt not utter a false report. Lo tisa shema'a shav. Put not thy hand, thy yard, with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah tasheta yadika aim rasha, to be an unrighteous witness. Lihiyota aid hamas, to be a witness of violence. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to evil, neither shalt thou the eye speak in a cause to decline after many to rest. To wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If I meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again.
If thou, if I, see the ass of him that hateth thee, lying under his burden, and wouldest forbear to help him, thou, the I, shall surely help with him, with him, with him. And here. Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 6, for the Hamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Mishpatim, Sabbath Judgments. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus 23, and 6. Lo, lo, tate, mishpot evyonika. Lo, tate, mishpot evyonika. Di, rivo, rivo. Lo, tate, mishpot evyonika. Di, rivo. Thou, the eye, shalt not wrestle the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Lo tate mishpat evyonika derivo. The eye thou shall not wrestle the judgment of thy poor evyonika derivo in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked, the ratchet. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also, thou shalt not oppress, thou shalt not downpress a stranger. For y'all know the heart of a stranger, seeing y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Ha Torah, the Torah, the law. Second item, ha Mishpatim, the judgments. The Mishpatim, the judgments, the land and Hashabbat and the Sabbath. Verse 10. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt make it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard. With thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy walk. 6 days thou shalt do thy work. And on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. The three national feasts, unleavened bread, first fruits in gathering. Verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast to me, to I, in the year, in the Shana. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, I, in the time and the hour appointed of the month of the moon Abib. For in it thou camest me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and no one shall appear before me, before I empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which that thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field, 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear, all thy males shall appear before Ha Adon Yahuwah Elapenei Ha Adon Yahuwah shall appear before the Adon Yahuwah Jehovah. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning, until the bokeh. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house, the bait of Yahuwah Loheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize kid in his mother's milk.
So right here, come to the fifth Aliyah. We have the sixth and the seventh coming forward for the first day service. So right there, they're there on the three annual feasts, also in His Majesty autobiography, speaking of those three annual feasts. Like to study that. And brothers and sisters, there's some things, like even in listening and reading it, there's some areas that we need to go in. You might hear it one way, but actually reading the scripts, it really is another way. Like there's some areas that we do have to clarify. Like I was listening to the Hebrew and then comparing the translation. Let's reason, submit those questions or requests. We'll find a way to get that distributed so we can just reason. Just make our nice study, Shariah and I self-approve. Dejana here, briefly right here, this Adonai, Adonai chant right here. Dejana and Solomon Jabi just briefly here before we get ready for the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Couple of minutes.
Yes.
We're right here at the point, looking at the board. So give ones and ones who will call in, you know, some opportunity, you know, to do what they need to do so they can hear, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, first day service, SI, Rastafari, first day, SI, service beginning right now, fifth. Aliyah complete, 6 and 7 coming forward, plus the prophet's reading and the Brit Chadash and some more reasoning. Stay tuned. Call in. Once again, 515-602-9761, or check out the live stream. I know some ones and ones may have on T-Mobile, and T-Mobile does, they charge once to call into some call lines and everything. If that's the situation, then, you know, check out the replay or check out, you know, check out the replay. That's not us. That's T-Mobile right there. Anyway, Sunday service, Melkam Lehud, yes, I, Shavua Tov, a strong seven right here.